Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After more countries, including Ireland, Norway, and Spain, announced intentions to recognize an independent Palestinian state, there's no indication the United States government is moving in that direction. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has details from Washington.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan indicated the United States is not poised to join the more than 140 other members of the United Nations that have taken that action.
That two-state solution should be brought about through direct negotiations through the parties, not through unilateral recognition. That's a principled position that we have held on a consistent basis. We'll communicate that to our partners around the world, and we'll see what unfolds.
Sullivan says the administration of President Joe Biden, however, still wants to eventually see an independent Palestine alongside Israel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged Egypt to do everything it can to make sure humanitarian aid is flowing into Gaza as food and medicine bound for the Strip piles up on the Egyptian side.
Combat activities around, near and around the gate, the environment for bringing the assistance in is really challenged. And so we need to find a way to make sure that the assistance that would go through Rafah can get through safely.
Egypt threatened on Wednesday to withdraw as a mediator in Gaza ceasefire negotiations after CNN reported Egyptian intelligence changed terms of a recent truce proposal and scuttled a deal. Quoting three people familiar with the discussions, CNN on Tuesday said Egyptian intelligence changed terms of a ceasefire proposal that Israel agreed to earlier in May.